Good evening, everyone. Buenas tardes a todos. What a beautiful, beautiful night it is. And how special to be together as a parish family, to be here in the house of the Lord as we begin these most sacred days, the most sacred days in the life of the church, the days that become one day, the prayers that become one prayer, the hours that become one hour. We're invited, my brothers and sisters, to enter into the heart of reality. Because to enter into the heart of Christ is to pierce into the mysteries of God. And it also means to pierce into the mysteries of our own identity, our own vocation, and our mission as His church. And tonight, we're here then to learn what it means to be a Christian. What it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Because so many things can define us. So many things can burden us. We know that. So many things can distract us. We know that too. So many things can make us afraid and cold and closed. And we can let them define us by limiting the way that we love. But tonight we go back to the roots of our faith. Tonight we go back to that fundamental encounter with Christ. And this is the way John tells us. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that His hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved His own in the world, and He loved them to the end. Our vocation, my brothers and sisters, is rooted here in the love of Jesus Christ to the end. As we begin to hear this word too, just as a practical pastoral reality too, if there are any open seats next to you, you can raise your hand. And there won't be a collection. Okay. All the way in the back, there's one extra seat. We have two here. Two extra seats. Aren't you glad you used Dial? Right. So we have three extra seats. Just to make sure, there's four extra seats in the back. So we want to focus on five extra seats. Mark even has one up by the servers. That means you're going to have to use a thurible, okay? You'll learn how to do that later. There are three words we want to follow tonight. Three words that help us understand what is happening. What is happening to us, but above all, what is happening for us. And the words are hour, power, and love. Hour, power, and love. Entonces empezamos con la primera palabra que es la hora del Señor. Escuchamos al Evangelio de San Juan donde él dice, antes de la fiesta de la Pascua, sabiendo Jesús que había llegado la hora de pasar de este mundo al Padre, habiendo amado los suyos que estaban en el mundo, los amó hasta el extremo. La hora, hermanos y hermanas, en que el Señor nos muestra su amor, es sobre todo su muerte en la cruz. En la cruz es donde el Señor nos muestra la significad de amor y su amor para nosotros. Pero no solamente es su muerte en la cruz, porque el Señor continúa a amar a nosotros más allá de la cruz. Entonces su amor hasta el extremo extiende más allá de la muerte. ¿Y cómo? ¿Cómo puede pasar el amor más allá de la muerte? Pues te celebramos un otro misterio esta noche que es la institución del sacramento del amor. En el Santísimo Sacramento, hermanos y hermanas, el Señor pasa a través de su muerte en la cruz, a través de los tiempos y llega a nosotros aquí, a cada generación, a cada ser humano, dando a nosotros su cuerpo y su sangre. Y por eso el amor conquista la muerte. Entonces cuando Él dice va a amarnos hasta el extremo, está diciendo que va a amarnos más allá de la muerte. ¿Y cómo nos da este sacramento del amor? ¿Cómo es posible que el Señor continúa a extender su amor a nosotros, es porque tenía que dar otro sacramento, que es el sacramento del sacerdocio. El sacerdocio que institucionalmente extiende este amor de Dios a nosotros, que a través de las manos del sacerdote, el amor del Señor Jesús llega aquí. Y a través de este sacramento, entre aquí. We begin with the first word, my brothers and sisters, which is simply the word hour. And the hour in the Gospel of John is above all that moment when the Lord loves us and it says He loves us to the end. As we ponder that word, it is a word of loving us to the end, which is His death on the cross. But His love does not cease with His death on the cross. His love extends beyond death itself. With the piercing of His heart on the cross, a new covenant is sealed. Which is to say, with His death on the cross, love has overcome death. And He continues to love us through His passion and resurrection. And this is the mystery of the Eucharist. The Eucharist that extends the hour of love. So the hour of love is always accessible to us. The hour of love which comes to us from the cross and resurrection and into the sacramental life of the church. And so it is above all in the Holy Eucharist where He loves us to the end. The same love that pierces through the dark veil of death, that forgives us and loves us and continues to give us His very self. But for this love to continue, for this hour to be a true earthly hour, for this love to be accessible to us in the human forms by which it has come to us, He also gives us another sacrament. And it is the sacrament of the Holy Priesthood. The sacrament, my brothers and sisters, that is called through the hands of the priest, the divine action of Jesus Christ takes place so that the love with which He loved us to the end, manifest on the cross, is given to us here sacramentally on the altar. And that love reaches us right here to the end. So to say that Jesus loves us to the end, to enter into that hour of love, means that He comes to us now. Jesus gives us His love to the very end, which means He wants us to know His love. For us to understand the shape and the form of the sacramental love of God, Jesus gives us a particular gesture. And it's a very simple gesture, but it is a gesture that every year as we remember it, every year as we commemorate this gesture, it continues to break our categories, it continues to shatter our pride and to humble us. And it is the gesture of which we hear tonight in John chapter 13. And it is essential teaching to us on the understanding of the authority of Christ and the way that this authority is made accessible to us. It is the power of God, which is love, my brothers and sisters. As we hear in the Gospel of John, fully aware that the Father who put everything into His power, and that He had come from God and was returning to God, He rose from supper and took off His outer garment. He took a towel and tied it around His waist. Then He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them. My brothers and sisters, we're reminded of those first words of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. The eternal Word of God, my brothers and sisters, is not ashamed, is not afraid to take the lowest place. The eternal Word of God, which is the logic of God Himself, the logic of God extended to us, comes to wash our feet. And this is a correction for every one of us. It's a correction that we need to be open to and to allow to be accessible to us. Today we also commemorate a particular anniversary in the life of the church. It was 10 years ago today that Pope St. John Paul II went home to the Father's house. Now many of us were touched by John Paul. Many of us met John Paul, were blessed by him personally. And we saw in his love to the end a manifestation of the priesthood and the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ. John Paul II had this to say about power. Our time calls us, urges us, obliges us to gaze on the Lord and to immerse ourselves in the humble and devout meditation on the mystery of the supreme power of Christ Himself, a power that has its source not in the powers of this world, but in the mystery of the cross and resurrection. The absolute and gentle power of the Lord responds to the whole depths of the human person. It does not speak the language of force, but expresses itself in charity and in truth. Do not be afraid to welcome Christ and to accept His power. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors for Christ. Open wide the doors to His saving power. Now, my brothers and sisters, as we ponder the saving power of Christ, if we allow this door to be opened to Him, something beautiful can happen. If we submit ourselves to the gentle power of Christ, we start to learn what it means to be human. Now, all of us come from broken families in some way, shape, or form. Perhaps broken marriages or broken backgrounds. Perhaps unreconciled realities in our lives that we want to have reconciled with God. But the path to that reconciliation is above all trusting in the gentleness of God, trusting in the authority of Christ as we submit ourselves to Him, as we entrust ourselves to Him. The image that Jesus gives us tonight of the washing of feet is the image of the way that He calls us to submit to Him, to allow Him to come close to us, to allow Him to go to the place where we're afraid to go, to allow Him to enter into our hearts, into our households, and there to bring the healing balm of His love, of His patience, and His gentleness. And this requires, above all, trust, my brothers and sisters. There is a third word that the Lord gives us. Our power and love, which is the greatest word. Queremos escuchar esta palabra también. Esta palabra que es amor y también queremos escuchar las palabras de San Juan Pablo II. Porque amor también significa que tenemos que confiar en el Señor. Y tenemos que confiar en el camino del Señor, en las medidas de Dios. Tenemos que darnos, entregarnos a la lógica del Evangelio. Tenemos que confiar que el Evangelio es nuestra sanación. Y también la lógica del Evangelio puede sanar a nuestras familias y nuestros matrimonios y nuestra comunidad. Pero para recibir este amor tenemos que confiar. Tenemos que empezar con el primer paso. Por eso tenemos que encontrar al Señor, como Él nos muestra. Juan Pablo dice, el hombre no puede vivir sin amor. Él permanece para sí mismo un ser incomprensible. Su vida está privada de sentido si no se le revela el amor, si no se encuentra con el amor, si no lo experimenta y lo hace propio, si no participa en él vivamente. Por esto precisamente, Cristo Redentor revela plenamente al hombre, al mismo hombre. El hombre que quiere comprenderse hasta el fondo a sí mismo debe con su inquietud, incertidumbre, incluso con su debilidad y pecaminosidad, con su vida y con su muerte, acercarse a Cristo. Y así, hermanos y hermanas, cuando el Señor está lavando los pies, Él está mostrándonos la lógica del Evangelio. Porque lo que conquista en este mundo no es el poder en los ojos del mundo. Es la lógica de la humildad, de la pequeñez. Entonces, si queremos que tenemos familias sanadas, si queremos matrimonios sanados, tenemos que confiar en este camino de humildad y de servicio. Let us close with the last word, my brothers and sisters, which is love. It is the word with which Jesus teaches us tonight when we will see the washing of feet. But as we ponder that moment, we're pondering Christ Himself, who humbled Himself to wash us and to serve us. Pope St. John Paul II had this to say. He said, "Man cannot live without love. He remains a being that is incomprehensible for himself. His life is senseless if love is not revealed to him. If he does not encounter love, if he does not experience it and make it his own, if he does not participate intimately in it." This is why Christ the Redeemer fully reveals man to himself. And the man who wishes to understand himself thoroughly, he must, with his unrest, his uncertainty, and even his weakness and sinfulness, with his life and death, he must draw near to Christ. As the Lord washes our feet tonight, my brothers and sisters, He's inviting us to trust in the logic of the gospel. Now, all of us wish that our families were healed. We pray in our own parish for marriages to be healed. We pray for healing to enter into our own community. But for that to happen, for healing to become a path of life and a sign of hope, it means that we have to trust in the divine science of love, which means as we allow the Lord to come to us, as He washes us gently and humbly, we listen to His own question: "Do you understand what I have done for you? For I, the one you call teacher and master, as I have done, so now you must also do." The path to healing, my brothers and sisters, is to trust in this humble logic. It is this humble and simple logic of love that in the end conquers even death itself. Tonight, let us ask Our Lady to accompany us as we enter into the hour of Jesus, who has received all power, which is expressed above all in humble love and service. Let us ask Our Lady, who was not afraid to refer to herself as the servant of the Lord, to respond with that same gesture of love, that same confidence in Christ, who comes to wash our feet, so that with joy and humility and with trust in the power of God, that we may not be afraid to wash the feet of one another.